Chapter 54. The wake passed in a blur of mournful relatives, friends, and strangers. Dozens of families arrived, tearfully pressing Michael's hand, gushing about the transformative impact Kelsey's outreach center had had on their lives. Seeing their earnestness, he felt a pang of guilt for ever criticizing his late wife's devotion to her work. It was with exhaustion that Michael saw off the final guests late that evening and retreated to the basement alone. "Do this for me. Heal Taylor." Kelsey's last words rang in Michael's ears. Opening her journal, he flicked through the immaculate reams of handwritten notes. He skipped to the most recent entry, the last solution Kelsey had devised. Beneath the chemical ingredients were her observations.
"Significant cognitive improvements observed, but subject suffered seizures. Try microdosing."
Michael traced his hands over the writing. He could barely comprehend how just 3 days ago, Kelsey had been alive, vivacious, determined, working on this cure at full tilt. Now she was gone forever. She'd traveled to her death alone, sacrificing companionship in her final moments to instead try and save Taylor, entrusting Michael with the urgent task of smuggling this secret cure away from the ministry's tentacles. But he'd failed her. Kelsey's ID card had gotten Michael into her office, and he'd managed to rescue her experimental journal while the automatons took her to the ministry. But as he continued the mission, trying to access the chemical storeroom, Kelsey's card failed. The reader flagged it as deactivated, delivering an alarm tone. That's how he knew she was gone forever. Of course, he'd had to flee, as soon as the card got swallowed. The penalties for using someone else's ID card were severe, and his family had enough on its plate without him getting arrested for fraud. Alone and exhausted in his disheveled basement, Michael stared at the list of obscure chemical ingredients Kelsey had noted in her journal. He didn't recognize half the words on the page. Substances like these didn't exist in the city's stores. As Kelsey had said, they were controlled by the ministry. There was simply no way he could progress Taylor's cure without them. He slammed the book shut in anger. The injustice of it all was more than he could bear. He'd done everything in his power to protect his family, making daily offerings, building his entire life around it. Yet nothing had worked. Kelsey had been taken from all of them. Toma had been taken from Taylor, and the same opaque system arbitrating their deaths was thwarting him now, stopping him from realizing the cure Kelsey had been working on. As his arm stump throbbed painfully, a sickening feeling grew in the pit of his stomach. He'd been allowed to survive when she had been taken. This was his punishment. All his life, he'd lived in fear of the system, suspecting the ministry was, at its heart, an institution of cruelty. One by one, they had taken from him the most precious people in the world. He had tried everything conceivable to placate the authorities, kowtowing to their supremacy. No more. It was time for revenge.